The UNAIDS Global Report on AIDS shows that HIV infections have dropped by a quarter since 2001 in South Africa. While this is good news on the fight against AIDS, combating the pandemic must continue with the same focus, says Denise Hunt, the director of the AIDS Consortium.
It's encouraging that I think we are certainly moving in the right direction at last. Now that we're starting to see that the tide is starting to turn, we cannot and we're in terrible jeopardy of losing the financial and technical support that we've had over the last while, and that could actually take us right back.
Hunt says that part of the success is that government is now willing to implement policies that will advance the fight against HIV and AIDS.
I think after 25 years of denialism, we certainly have more political will than in the past.
Despite the gains, the treatment of children is still something to be concerned about, says Hunt.
Children are being left behind. We are still not treating, you know, the numbers of children that we should be. You know, we need to address the issues of our children and we need to address it head on.
In order to move forward, AIDS needs to be looked at not in isolation, but in a broader context of poverty, gender violence, and the availability of quality health care.
AIDS cannot be separated from a whole lot of other issues. And by the same token, as we strengthen general health systems and as we respond to HIV and TB, we are actually addressing a whole lot of issues and conditions in our society.
For every person going on antiretrovirals worldwide, two more get infected with HIV. The Millennium Development Goal to halt and start reversing the spread of HIV by 2015 looms. More ardent measures have to be taken in the fight against the pandemic. For IPS Africa, I'm Zukiswa Zimela.